I'm Jill Freitas with National Native News. In today's headlines, tribes could regain disaster funding after FEMA reopens a $1 billion program. And journalism and legal groups partner up to strengthen coverage in Indian country. These are your stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Jill Freitas. The Federal Emergency Management Agency last week opened $1 billion in grants for disaster management. The news comes after the agency terminated the program for that work a year ago. But a federal court found that termination unlawful and ordered the agency to restart it. Aliona Nyden with the Alaska Desk has more on what that means for some tribes in Alaska. A new partnership between journalism and legal experts aims to improve how stories are reported across Indian country. The Indigenous Journalists Association and the Center for Indigenous Law and Justice at UC Berkeley School of Law announced a national collaboration this week focused on strengthening coverage of Native nations. The effort will provide journalists with training in federal Indian law, tribal sovereignty, and best practices for reporting in Native communities. Mary Lopez Kiefer, Executive Director of the Center of Indigenous Law and Justice, said in a joint statement announcing the partnership, quote, "By working together, we can ensure that reporting on Indian country is grounded in legal accuracy, cultural respect, and a deeper understanding of tribal governance." Leaders say many of the most important issues in Indian country, like missing and murdered Indigenous people, water rights, and child welfare, are shaped by complex legal systems that are often misunderstood. Organizers say the collaboration will include workshops, webinars, and national training opportunities aimed at improving the accuracy and integrity of reporting on Native nations. I'm Jill Freitas.